Groney. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, in particular, I was not pleased with the offense today.
You say similar game plan, holding back at all?
Nope.
That's it for me. Like, that's how I knew Ben Johnson was mad after the game on Sunday.
Did you ever see his face?
It's not necessarily the initial answer. It's the follow-up. Oh, yeah, he tried to hide a lot of it with his hat, but it didn't work.
Does it please you? I mean, is it something?
That's separate.
That's DJ Moore. By the way, somebody had a texter ask, is DJ Moore going to be on the podcast? We'll see. Maybe this week still.
He
did say, like, we got completely off track with the holidays and the days that I'm out at Hallis Hall and the days that Dan is there. So maybe we get him on Thursday.
Why are you keeping DJ Moore off the podcast?
Well, no. I would love to have DJ Moore. He said he'd come on the podcast, but we want to do it in the locker room. So we don't want to make him have to call or get on Zoom.
Called in on his day off here one time.
That's true. He probably would, but if we can make it easier for the player during a playoff week, Dan and I would like to do that.
He's reliable like that.
He's very reliable.
He's very reliable to his on-air commitments.
That's such a great way to put it. He's a pro's pro. He really is.
I wish he had more targets, you know.
I do too. Yeah. Shout out to DJ Moore.
Yep.
In the meantime, we are talking about the Bears defense and the question is focusing on the points enough? I don't know. Let's go to Vince and Gurney. Vince, you're on with Raheemy Harris and Grody.
Good morning, all. Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Loving the show so far. I don't think that's going to be even a good approach for the defense at all. First of all, there's no predictable way to even know how many points they're going to give up in any given game. And they have almost zero momentum going into this playoff game. And Jordan Love, even though he throws kind of a lofty ball, he picks the Bears apart almost every single game when he plays. I mean, a lot of backups have been picking them apart. That combined with, I think Josh Jacobs will probably be playing. So I just don't have any faith in Dennis Allen to come up with a scheme, you know, on a shorter week that's going to be able to say, well, we're just going to focus on this and that. You know, they're going to be relying on the offense to put up points and then just hope that the clock runs out with the Bears in the lead at some point. But I don't think the Bears can rely on themselves at all in terms of a game plan. They just got to hope that the Packers make mistakes and not the Bears are going to come out and actually stop them. So I got no faith in them going into this coming
Thanks,
game.
Vince.
Vince, we are aligned. Vince, you just said everything that I've been saying, because guess what? The defense isn't good enough to just stop anybody, so you got to hope they can break them when it counts. Get off the field on third down, maybe get to a third down. That's the first thing is get to a third down or take the ball away.
This does not sound...
That's how bad the defense is, Layla, let's be honest.
Your lack of faith disturbs me.
This sounds like somebody who studied for 7 minutes running in before the test and just praying. They just answer C on multiple choice the whole time and think that they'll pass just by answering C. So with that level of confidence, let's continue with the phones. We'll go to Steve in Crown Point. Steve, you're on with Raheemy Harris and Grody.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Good morning.
Hey,
Bears.
Thinking about it, the Bears offense or the team is all offense. They're built to go ahead and get the job done on offense, not defense. With all the injuries on defense and the way the team is built with first round, second round talent on the offensive side of the ball compared to all the injuries on the defensive side of the ball. I think Ben is just more, he's being more realistic that the offense needs to step up more and score more points.
Isn't it crazy? You know what's really hit me, though? What a sign of the times to hear him say, the team is all offense. That's crazy. Sometimes it hits me. A Chicago Bears team right now in the year 2025 is finally being referred to a team that is all offense. That's pretty amazing in itself. It really is, Layla, and it's about time the Bears caught up, but here they are, and the defense is behind. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Let's continue on the phones, 312-644-6767, and Jake in Ottawa. Jake, you're on with Raheemy Harris and Grody.
Hey, Jake.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it. So just wanted to comment. I agree with Grody on the defense. I know they only gave up 19 points, but that could have easily been a 35-point game where it was just an absolute drumming. And the problem is here is the offense, if they don't sustain a drive, they don't know when they're going to get the ball back again. And as you know, everyone knows, the offense needs to stay on the field more to get in the rhythm. The
no doubt.
To get off the, and our defense just doesn't get off the field. And without the turnovers, they're one of the worst defenses in the league. It's like, I don't expect to have a top-10 defense, but can we get a middle of the pack with a good offense? I mean, I love that we're offense, but this defense is the biggest liability, and I get Ben Johnson not wanting to speak out on it, but you can call them out too, and you know, if him and Dennis have a relationship, he says, there shouldn't be a problem with calling out the obvious. That's all I got to say, guys.
He's called them out. They're 29th in total defense. What chairs on the Titanic do you want Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen to rearrange on this defense? That's my question.
You're calling a playoff defense the Titanic.
I'm sorry. If they're getting turnovers, everything's cool. They led the league in turnovers forced. If they're not, again, 29th in the... Hold on, let me give you the teams. The Cowboys, the Bengals, and the Commanders are the only teams that gave up more total yards than the Chicago Bears.
One of those teams reportedly fired their defensive coordinator today.
Yeah. There goes the floose again.
Mm-hmm. Floose is loose.
The floose is loose.
I hope he's making a lot of money.
Well,
he is.
Yeah. He did, yes. He did with the Bears, did with Dallas. So, no, Matt Eberflus is going to be just fine financially.
And he's adding to the ecosystem by taking care of bees. And I wish I were kidding, but I do think that matters.
We're running out of bees.
You know why I want to be a coach? Why do I want to be a coach?
To become a college head coach by some power school, preferably SEC, and then
get fired.
Get fired to get paid. It is the way. It really is.
Live the life.
Let's go to Clay and Anawan. Clay, you're on Raheem Harris and Grody.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What up?
Hey, I like your guys' show. You guys are phenomenal. I just would like to see Montez Sweat and Billings just have a phenomenal game. I don't know if Edmonds and Edwards can step up a little bit, but I would just like to see our defense just come out on top.
I'm all for a big Bill game, man. He did have a sack of David Montgomery in that game.
Is that a sack?
Yes.
It is a sack.
Because he was technically the ball thrower.
Isn't that wild?
He was the ball thrower.
We were all laughing in the press box when that happened. It was just so perfect.
Like, when I wrote it down, I was like, tackles David Montgomery. Yeah, and then I was like, RIP to the trick play.
He's a quarterback. David Montgomery was the quarterback. We got you, David Montgomery.
I think this has been a very healing hour because I think, if nothing else, people understand, stop depending on the defense to do anything more than create a turnover occasionally and or not break, just bend.
Yeah, but you procrastinators on the offensive side of the ball can't be all like, three fair. And out, psych, we're going to try in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, procrastination offense is not going to work.
And thank you, it is 2026, as the texter points out. I said 2025. I'm not used to 2026. Is anybody used to 2026
no,
yet?
No, you get at least 20 days
is
to
Is that what it is?
I think
you get the whole month of January.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
fair
you.
Enough.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay, so 773 says, to answer just C on the Scantron is for amateurs. The move is ABACADABA. Ooh.
Are Scantrons still a thing? I mean, I imagine they are, right?
I don't know.
They
my
are
schooling
thing.
Stopped
Ask your
in
niece.
The early 2000s.
Yeah, that's my niece's.
Standardized tests still exist.
Yep, I'm sure they do.
Fair enough. Coming up next year, I'm Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Patrick Manley loves a good question.
He's going to love all of
we
this.
We should ask him this. He also watched the game of the year in college football last night. All right, maybe that's putting it a little more crazily than I thought.
Was but it better point, than...
Who better to ask about a horrible long snap gone bad Ooh. On special teams?
Block kicks.
Than Patrick Manley. But all of it. So we'll talk to him about that and more next.
Manley.